USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is tweeting that the Democrats have no case after a new demand for impeachment testimony. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says an email from a White House aide is shedding light on President Trump's request for Ukraine's leader to investigate the Bidens.
This email is explosive. A top administration official, one that we requested, is saying, stop the aid 91 minutes after Trump called Zelensky and said, keep it hush hush. What more do you need to request a witness?
But Senate Judiciary Chair Lindsey Graham says Democrats' feelings about the president are out of control.
Democrats hate him so much, they don't love anything constitutional anymore. All the rules have been thrown in a ditch to get Trump, from the way they impeached him to now denying his day in court.
This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from The Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Police in Virginia say they've counted at least 51 people with injuries after a 63-vehicle chain reaction interstate crash. They say ice and heavy fog are partially to blame for the pileup. No one was killed in the crashes that were on both sides of the highway. In the south, meteorologist Tom Sater says a storm system that moved out of the Gulf is dumping tons of rain and putting millions under flood watches and warnings.
This is a cold, raw rainfall from Baton Rouge to Nashville to Charlotte. Some flight delays are possible, even severe weather on the southern end. Rain should end by tomorrow. We can say goodbye to this system, but the flood watches are in effect.
Police in Chicago say a fight at a house party that was supposed to be a tribute for a man that was killed in gun violence erupted in more gunfire. At least 13 people were wounded. Four of them are reported in critical condition. Two people are being questioned. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A NASCAR legend has passed away. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
Moonshine bootlegger turned racing star Junior Johnson ran in 313 races and won 50 of them, putting him 12th on the list for wins, his career spanning from 1953 to 1966. Johnson died in hospice care Saturday at the age of 88. He was the winningest driver to never claim a championship. As a driver, he once said,
"You win a championship and it's just a name. Winning all the races you could win was more important because one race paid more than the whole championship did back in, basically."
But Johnson was part of six titles as a NASCAR owner, three with Cal Yarborough and three more with Darrell Waltrip. He was inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame in 2010. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Cincinnati, Ohio-based food supplier is recalling 15,000 pounds of frozen beef patties because they may be contaminated with plastic. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food and Safety Inspection Service received a complaint from a food service establishment after finding green plastic. The patties were not sold in stores, but were shipped to a warehouse in Iowa and were distributed to institutions, including schools. In April, the company recalled 20,000 pounds of frozen beef patties, also due to plastic contamination. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.